Thank you for spending some of your Tuesday, the 6th of June, with KHSU. I'm Wendy Butler, and this is Art Waves. And you are listening to a selection on Katajana Michka's 7th CD. The CD's title is Marimba Present. Katajana, or more informally, Kashka, is a seasoned marimba player. She also teaches master classes for the instrument, and she founded the International Katajana Michka Marimba Academy. The Academy's classes are taking place this week here at HSU, and a concert series featuring Academy faculty and participants is being held tonight through Thursday at 7 p.m. at the HSU Van Duzer Theater. A concert for local schools is Friday, June 9th at 10:30 a.m. at the Van Duzer. And the last evening concert is scheduled for Saturday, June 10th at 7 p.m. at the Arcata Playhouse. And finally, a Sunday, June 11th concert will be at 11 a.m. at the Van Duzer. Katajana Michka is my guest, along with Arcata-based Marimba One founder and owner, Ron Samuels. I want to start with the relationship, Kashka, the relationship between yourself and Ron Samuels, because I can envision different ways the two of you might have met, that I'm sure he didn't simply come to your doorstep with a marimba and said, would you like to purchase one? I don't believe it happened that way. So, Kashka, tell me how you met Ron.
First, I met Ron's marimba. And first, actually, I've heard the sound of Ron's marimba on the masterclass with my teacher. Not at that time, but then I fall in love with the sound of the marimba and with that teacher. So, and I promised myself one day if I have enough money, I'll get definitely this marimba just for me. Because the person who was having that just brought it from US, I think. Probably bought directly from Ron that time, 93 or something. And he said, don't touch the instrument. Don't even come closer. And that's why I thought, okay, if I'll have enough money, I'll just get one for me and I'll touch as much as I want.
The person who purchased the instrument did not want you to touch it?
Exactly. He just wanted to play it himself at this masterclass and he just had a separate room and that was it.
And where was this that you discovered the marimba? Were you in Poland or where were you residing at the time?
No, I just came to Germany, and these were my first days in Germany. Actually, by coincidence, I got to that masterclass of Peter Sadlo, my later teacher, and I saw this marimba. And it took me actually three more years to really order one for myself. Mm-hmm.
So you were already playing the marimba?
Yes, I did some, but not the size of the instrument and, of course, not the quality of the instrument.
What instrument were you trained on?
Just a small old marimba that we had in Poland. And as I said, just these were my first days in Germany. So just by coincidence, I got to this really great masterclass.
Did you begin on percussion instruments? Did you begin on piano?
Yes, I did. I played piano for being six, I think. I started for 10 years and then I switched to percussion.
Mm-hmm. So what is it about, we can segue into inviting Ron into this conversation too, but what is it for you, Kashka, that is decidedly different between the way a piano sounds and the way a marimba sounds?
I think generally it's just a feeling more than something that I could explain, because the marimba has a very special vibration. That's also something that every concert in the audience always they say, wow, it vibrates so strong, I like feel it in my stomach or something. And I think this is pretty unbelievable. And if you don't have it much, you have this feeling if you're in a concert with a symphony orchestra and you sit closer or in the right place, so you get this waves. And I think marimba has a very special feature to project very natural waves that are good for people. People really enjoy that, like real. They have a good feeling after the concert.
And Ron, you began on a piano as well, but you didn't necessarily switch to marimba. Tell, if you could, about how marimba came into your life.
I first heard the marimba in the early 1980s at the Oregon Country Fair, and it was African-style marimba, and right then and there I fell in love with the sound. And from there, I came back to HSU and I enrolled in a marimba class, and I spent the year studying marimba, just basic marimba. And when school ended, I realized I couldn't afford to purchase a marimba. So I thought, well, maybe I'll try building one, and just for myself. And the first one came out so bad, I had to build a second one and continued on for quite a few marimbas until I started feeling better about them. But that's how I began building marimbas, just from hearing it and falling in love with the sound.
So from you, what distinguishes a marimba from a piano, given that you were playing piano since you were 5 years old?
Yeah, first, certainly not that seriously, playing the piano. That is for sure. To me, the marimba is in its own world. It's so different from any other instrument. It's so basic. You're striking pieces of wood that you tune, and each piece of wood, each note is amplified by the resonator. And it has such a warm, particularly the bass end of the marimba, a warm, visceral sound that you can really feel. And when it's happening, it just, like Kashka said, it just feels so good. There's something about it that is almost, for me, mesmerizing, and that has always kept my interest.
How did the two of you meet?
I believe that Kashka contacted me and told me she had one of my marimbas.
She's shaking her head, no.
How did we meet, Kashka?
You know how I won the competition in Luxembourg first?
Yes.
And JB was in judging that.
Uh-huh.
So he told you about me?
He did, that is right.
And then after the second competition that I won a year later in Stuttgart,
yes,
I could afford buying a marimba, actually via somebody else, not the direct way, actually before,
yes,
the competition ordered.
That's right.
For some story. And you felt sorry about some things that happened by this, you know, transfer between one company, between you and I, actually. So you told me at that time, how about I will give you bags for the marimba so you can, you know, bring your marimba to concert places.
So I gave her a set of free cases.
Yeah.
Just to make it all feel right.
Exactly. And I thought, well, what a nice gesture, actually. He must be a nice guy. And then actually after these 2 years, I think, PIS was kind of interested. I don't know. There was also someone, maybe Ian Turnbull. He said, I'll definitely should go to America to show up at the BASIC, at the biggest percussion convention, I suppose. And then we started the big struggle to get me here. So there was a big issue.
It was super challenging getting Kashka a visa so she could perform in the U.S. and Kashka, you mentioned JB. That's a famous teacher named John Beck, who taught at the Eastman School of Music. And he's an old friend of ours.
Yeah.
And he knew Kashka since you were quite young. Mm. And so, yes, he did contact me and say, there's this amazing young woman who you should get to know, who's playing, who's from Poland. And
interested in your marimbas, because I was super focused on that theme. Uh-huh.
Is this the first time you've performed in the United States?
97, yes.
1997 was. Mm-hmm. And that was what you were talking about, getting the visa at that time to do so.
Yes.
Mm. But that predated the Academy. The Academy, this is not the eighth year of the Academy. The Academy is older than that. How many years has that been taking
place? Academy happens every 2 years, and I started 2003. So that was this is the eighth edition, but the first time outside of Europe. Mm-hmm.
And the first time outside of Europe, the Academy, do you use only Marimba One marimbas for the Academy faculty and students?
Actually not, but the most of the marimbas, because we are in the heart of a marimba world here in Arcata. So fortunately we can use many Marimba One instruments, but we also have different brands. I think it's very important for students to have them at one place, to have the possibility to compare them, to see how they project the differences. Because, you know, if there's a really life decision which instrument you buy, these things aren't really cheap, and this is for myself, it feels like I got a really good friend, and that was a serious decision. Like you're looking for a good partner, which can actually express your emotions, your feelings, and what you want to say, actually your statement that you're going to bring to the audience. So I think it's a very important decision. If you take it seriously, it's more than great to have the opportunity to see some different sound colors and brands, and just to make the probably the most important decision for a musician.
Katajana Michka, the International Katajana Michka Marimba Academy, continues today through the week into Sunday here at HSU. Classes are being held every day and concerts every night, including tonight at 7 p.m. at the Van Duzer Theater. The concerts feature top international marimba soloists playing a range of styles. Also here is Ron Samuels, founder and owner of Marimba One, the main sponsor of the Academy. I'm Wendy Butler, and this is Art Waves on KHSU. Now, the fact that this Academy is taking place here in Arcata, you've got international faculty and student participants in the Academy. Talk about visas. Now, how difficult was this to transport this entire academy to Arcata?
I mean, because we are so international and we are speaking about different continents, every time this is a challenge for some people. But I think with this team of like Marimba One people and also faculty members at HSU, were very helpful with invitations, with sending all the information around, and because every country needs a different treatment, in effect. But I'm happy, and I think most of people already arrived, so we are kind of good.
Are you still waiting on some people to arrive?
Yeah, today we have the day of registration, so still a few people coming.
Now, as far as people registering and being part of the Academy, are they still registering, or they were already registered for the Academy?
They were registered. They were. They just need to show up today and know where to go and when are their lessons and see where they need to be and what time, because the Academy is pretty structured. So everybody's nicely busy every day, and we have concerts every day. So it's a big thing.
Yeah. And like, for instance, we're speaking on June 2nd. Now, the Academy begins tomorrow on the 3rd, officially, correct?
Yeah. It's starting today because we need to meet each other, and from tomorrow we are starting with lessons and rehearsals, everything. Mm-hmm.
And then every single night there mm-hmm. will be a performance?
Yes.
Either at the Van Duzer Theater or at the Arcata Playhouse?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the opening concert will be at the Arcata Playhouse Saturday night, mm-hmm. and the rest of the concerts will be at the Van Duzer Theater, and then the closing concert will be also be at the Arcata Playhouse. And what's the date of that concert?
Also start their day on 10th.
On the 10th.
On the 10th. But the Academy goes through the 11th, through the Sunday the 11th, or that's
yes.
the closing of it?
But this is the early morning concert at 11 o'clock.
Oh, and where will that early morning concert be?
Van Duzer Theater.
At the Van Duzer Theater. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So all the way through 11 o'clock in the morning on the 11th, we will be treated to the sounds of marimbas
mm-hmm.
All throughout. Like we're listening to marimbas right now. Will all of the classes be taught in the Theater Arts Building here at Humboldt State University?
Or? We are using four different buildings.
On campus?
Yes.
That is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I have a question for Kashka, for you, about your study of music. I'm curious, where were you born and raised?
I was born in Russia, raised in Poland.
Born in Russia, raised in Poland. So you did most of your youth was spent in Poland or Russia?
Poland.
In Poland. Who were your music mentors? Who got you interested in studying music and playing music?
Interesting question. I never thought about it very specifically, but my family really likes to sing. My grandfather was playing violin and piano, and he was very much into it and asked me to practice more. And I was lucky to have nice teachers all over, actually, who all of them were pretty serious about music. But then from the percussion time, as I switched from piano to percussion, especially one person who was very much influencing me, whom I mentioned before, and who was also the one having the master class where I saw marimba once. So actually he was maybe the someone who bring, I don't know how to say it in English right, but he starts the fire and it burns mm-hmm. in you all the life, I think.
Who was that, Kashka?
Peter Sadlo.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Who passed away last year, unfortunately, huh?
You are also teaching during the Academy session this time.
Yeah.
But you're saying, Kashka, that you don't teach generally, you only teach during the Academy.
Yes, I'm just doing master classes and some occasional eventual teachings. But touring a lot at the beginning after those competitions that I mentioned, that these were first marimba competitions worldwide. 95, 96, found out a big interest for marimba on the young students, percussion students, but there were not many really educated teachers focusing on marimba. So at some points, a few years later, I decided to make this academy, to have a like kind of workshop for 10 days, very intense, like people getting lesson every day with really fantastic teachers. And also we stay in touch because academy happens every 2 years, but I try to pick up and with some students who are very dedicated and really want to stay in touch. We build some kind of network and we play concerts together in different places, different countries. So I think this is also something Socrates maybe also did in ancient Greece, just not only teach people but be an example, follow, accompany if they need to, and be open if they have questions. Just, you know, for me the academy doesn't mean just 10 days or something. It's a big preparation. It's a long time before, and pretty much after the last day I start thinking about the next edition. It takes a lot of time, a lot of preparation, but I take it pretty serious and I really enjoy it, meeting all these people. And I think they probably learn a lot from teachers, but also we do learn a lot from them. So I think the exchange, especially having so many cultures mixed here, and we just came up here and met three people coming right away from Hong Kong and just came to the office to register, and the other just, you know, from Costa Rica or from Colombia or from some few Americans from Poland, from Germany, from Switzerland. So there's a really nice group of people here, and I think it's great for them also to see the place where Marimba One is coming from. This is a very exciting point to get here.
And what's interesting, Ron, is that you, your company, manufactures marimbas. You sell throughout the world.
Yes.
But you don't call yourself a marimba player.
Absolutely not. I think it sounds funny at first, but to make marimbas, it's a total dedication of all the people who work with me and myself. Just like for Kashka and all her musician friends, playing music is a total dedication. And I really don't think there's enough time to do both. So I made my choice.
If you want to make it right.
Yes.
Then you need to make a choice, sure.
Only enough time in the day to do one thing really well. And so I chose to build marimbas.
So finally, from both of you, and I'll start with Ron, your goals for this event for this next week. What would you like to see people take away from this, whether it be people participating in the workshops or the general public?
That's an interesting question. I imagine we have different goals. My goal is to really turn people on and excite them about music in general and also marimba music. And that's really my goal. And doing that through the discipline of working super hard to try to make really great instruments. That's really what it is, so that it's easy for people to hear the music. That's my entire goal, just to make people happy and feel good about this music.
How about you, Kashka?
Like everything, for me, the most important thing is to get these 31 people being a family, being friends. And we have a lot of chamber music rehearsals. That means these ensembles, people got their scores to prepare in advance. So now they're meeting for the first time. They need to find the musical language and the real language, how to communicate during rehearsals. They will be guided by assistants, by teachers. And I think this is an amazing gift to take so much music and with them to their countries. We are introducing a lot of new pieces, new repertory, and people are bringing their own repertory here. So I think just sharing that, and I think it's not only my opinion, but music is the most simple language that people can understand without speaking something. And you can see that with sometimes with handicapped people or with people with problems, they are reacting on music very naturally. And this is the only language you can really get to them straight away. And for myself, I feel very fortunate to be a musician, because that's something that I can influence people very exactly. And I know that if you are not honest enough, people won't take it. And if you make it like real and you mean it really seriously, people will be very thankful. I see many people coming to concerts and then going away and just saying, thank you so much. It's such a gift. I'm just taking it for me. I don't know if many professions can say that, you know, doing something real. And there are many professions which are difficult and which I highly respect. Doctors, teachers, you know, there are many professions. And I think we're just fortunate to have the profession to make the world a nicer place, a better place. So people just react with their emotions.
Kata Jenna, more informally, Kashka, Michka, also Ron Samuels, owner of Marimba One. The International, Kata Jenna, Michka, Marimba Academy, continues today and through the week into Sunday here at HSU. Classes are every day and concerts are every night, including tonight at 7 p.m. at the HSU Van Duzer Theater. The other concerts are at the Van Duzer, but the final evening concert will be at the Arcata Playhouse, and that's Saturday, June 10th at 7 p.m. And Kashka told me during our interview that there will be an additional concert Sunday, June 11th at 11 o'clock in the morning at the Van Duzer Theater. Marimba One is the primary sponsor of the Academy, with co-sponsorship by the HSU Music Department. Tickets to the concerts are at Wildberries, and also tickets and information are available online at marimbaone.com. You've been listening to selections from Kata Jenna Michka's CD, Marimba Present. I'm Wendy Butler. Art Waves is a production of KHSU at Humboldt State University. The show is broadcast each Tuesday at 1:30 p.m. on radio. And real-time and archived shows are also online at khsu.org. You can also download podcasts of the program at iTunes. Thank you for listening.
Evans was one of the great artists of the 20th century and of all time. If you dig modern jazz, tune in to Gone Sides, Tuesday starting at 8 p.m. I'm your host, Darius Brotman. That's 8 o'clock on Tuesdays on KHSU, your jazz station.
Where are you going to take us? To what part of the world?
I'm going to take you to Tasmania.
Maine, Arizona.
Hawaii.
Running hills.
Under the ocean.
The church.
Oh. Faraway places and interesting situations.
Like right here. And between your eyes but down. Join us on Radiolab and we'll take you to someplace different.
A world where
cities don't exist, presidents don't exist, governments don't exist, roads don't exist.
Tuesday evenings beginning at 7 here on KHSU.
Coming up on the next Thursday Night Talk, local pundit and radio personality Chuck Rogers will join me, Eric Kirk, to analyze the national and statewide politics of the day, including the ongoing investigation into Russian interference with the election, Trump care, the G7 meeting and foreign policy, COFFEEV, and whether California will become the first sanctuary state, and whether California will enact single payer. Join the conversation on Thursday evening at 7 o'clock.
Every day, people from all walks of life square their shoulders and shake up the world. NPR's All Things Considered tries to capture some of that magic.
Dating with Tourette's is really not as big of a deal as somebody could potentially think it might be. Everybody has some baggage.
All Things Considered from NPR News. Listen later today.
Tonight at 5 on KHSU.
Public service of Humboldt State University. This is KHSU and KHSU HD 90.5 Arcata, KHSR 91.9 Crescent City, and KHSG 89.9 Garberville. You can also hear KHSU in Willow Creek at 99.9 on translator K260BQ and in Ferndale at 88.7 on translator K204GA. Donors to KHSU include Eureka's Black Fawn Gallery. The gallery is currently showing the work of abstract painters Natalie Craig and Marceau.